Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音十三章。
Matthew chapter 13.
四十七节。
Verse 47.
天国好像网撒在海里，聚拢各样的水族。四十八节。
48.
网系满了，人就拉上岸来，坐下来，捡好的收在器具里，将不好的丢弃的。这里说，天国好像网下在海里面捕鱼。
Here describe the kingdom of heaven is like a net.
天国就是神的国。
Kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven.
神国就是教会。
And the kingdom of God is the church.
所以教会有一个任务，就是要在世界上来捕神所要拣选的这些鱼。
And the church has a responsibility on earth to catch the fish for God.
这个鱼就是人的灵魂。
And fish is the soul of man.
所以下网捕鱼，这是我们神托付我们每一个信徒的责任。
And cast out the nets to catch fishes is the role of every believer.
那特别是真教会。
Especially the duty of a true church.
我们知道得救的要道在我们这里。
We understand that the truth of salvation is in this church.
给人最高的爱，最有价值的爱，是在灵里面的爱。
The love, the greatest love is the love in the spirit.
你给他一万块钱，他会用光了。
If you give $10,000 to someone, it will finish using the money.
你替他找一个工作，可能有一天他失业了。
And you find a job for another person, one day you will be laid off.
但是如果我们让他认识了神，
But if you introduce God to this person,
让他得到救恩，
And to gain salvation,
那个恩典是永远的。
And this salvation is for everlasting.
最有价值的爱是爱人的灵魂。
The greatest love is to love the soul of mankind.
引导他们来信主。
To introduce ones to church.
所以我们要下网捕鱼。
So we have to cast out our nets and fish.
灵恩布道会就是下网在捕鱼。
And spiritual cultivation seminars is when we introduce this net.
那圣经看起来这个下网捕鱼，如果捕不到鱼，大概有两种情况。
And there are two.Circumstances where we cannot catch any fish.
第一个就是没有鱼。
One circumstance is there's no fish around.
圣经里面说，彼得在这个海边整晚捕鱼，捕不到鱼。
And once, just from the Bible, that Peter he went out fishing whole night and he caught nothing.
他浅的也打，深的也打，到处都打，整晚就是捕不到鱼。
Peter went fish in the deep and shallow waters everywhere, and he catch none.
他是很有经验的渔夫。
He is an experienced fisherman.
但是捕不到鱼就是捕不到鱼。
And he catch nothing means nothing.
但是后来，耶稣上了船上。
When Jesus went up the boat with him.
在耶稣的带领下，就捕了两船的鱼。
Under the guidance of Jesus, he caught two loads of boat of fish.
连船都快要沉下去了。
And the boat almost sank.
所以有时候我们觉得说，好像传福音要去哪里传，要向谁传，没有对象。
And we often ask ourselves that we have no candidates to preach and no idea who to preach.
我求主耶稣帮助我们。
We pray that God will guide us.
让我遇到好机会。
And let us have a good opportunity.
使我们能够遇到神所要拣选的人。
That we may meet a good candidate God has chosen for us.
这个我们教会里面有太多见证了。
And this can be clarified through many testimonies.
甚至在我们伊丽莎白教会有很多的见证。
And throughout this Elizabeth Church, there are many of these similar testimonies.
遇到好机会，甚至他拣选的人一做见证，他就来教会慕道。
And we introduce the church to them, and they come to search the truth.
那另外捕不到鱼很可能就是网有破洞了。
And the circumstances say we cannot catch any fish is because there's hole in net.
我们看到很多的鱼，但是捕不上来。
We see many fishes swimming around, but we cannot catch any.
我们灵恩会就是要来捕网的时候。
And spiritual seminars is for us to mend our net.
先看马太福音第四章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
第四章的十八节。
Verse 18.
耶稣在加利利海边行走，看见弟兄两个人，就是那称呼彼得的西门和他的兄弟安德烈，在海里面撒网。这里说，彼得、安德烈在海里面撒网。
Here describes Peter and his brother Andrew casting out the net.
但是在二十一节我们再看。
Skip to verse 21.
从那里又往前走，看见弟兄两个人，就是西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰，同他的父亲西比泰在船上捕网。这里说另外有一对兄弟。
And here is another group of another group of brothers.
西比泰的两个儿子雅各跟约翰。
James and John's the son of Zebedee.
他在船上捕网。
And they were manning the net in the boat.
这个很有意思啊，两个动作放在同一段圣经。
And here we have two actions on the same passage.
撒网就是做圣工，去传福音。
Casting out the nets means to evangelize.
那捕网就是灵修。
And manning the net is spiritual cultivation.
这个网如果没有捕也看到鱼抓不到。
And if the net is broken and without manning it, we cannot catch any fish.
所以这一对兄弟还有他父亲要花很多时间在捕网。
And these brothers and the fathers will spend a lot of time manning up the net.
那这并不算浪费时间
And this is not wasting time.
因为这会让捕鱼更有效率，更有效果。
And it will bring more fishes after when they go out fishing.
那传福音最有功效的教会是什么？哪一个教会
？And which church that has evangelized the most？
就是当初耶稣升天以后，所建立的使徒教会。
And that is the church after Jesus resurrected when he established the apostolic churches.
那我们就要看看，从使徒教会这一张捕鱼的网，再来对照我们今天到底我们在哪里要。来捕网。
Manning the nets during the apostolic period and manning the net today, we can see the differences.
请看《使徒行传》。
Let's refer to the book of Acts.
使徒行传。
Acts.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第一章的十四节
，verse 14。
这些人同着几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并耶稣弟兄都同心合意的恒切祷告。这个地方在讲同心合意的恒切祷告。
And here they join together constantly in prayer.
那他祷告要做什么？
What is the purpose of their prayer?
第八节说
Verse 8.
圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就要必得着能力，从耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚直到地极，做我的见证，就是要传福音，要捕鱼。
And constant prayers is to preach the gospels and to cast fishes.
所以真的使徒教会在传福音是第二章的末头。
And
在第二章得到圣灵以后。
And The time of evangelizing is the ending part of chapter 2 of the book of Acts.
但是还没有出去传福音，这个120个教会里面这个核心，带动使徒教会的核心，当他们在一起祷告的时候就已经同心合意祷告了。
And before they even went out fishing, 120 members, they joined together in unity in their prayer.
所以这个祷告很有力量。
So this prayer has great effect.
祷告圣灵降临，好像大风吹过，天上响声下来。
And with their unity in prayers, it sounds like thunders and loud voice.
这个同心就是指祷告的目标一致。
And unity that they have one matter in their prayer.
当时正在祷告那个目标一致，我们要求圣灵降临。
And their purpose is to pray for the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
那这个同心也指他们每一个人的心态一致，以基督的心为心。
And in unity that they have one heart as the heart of Jesus.
在同样在楼房上祷告。
On the upstairs in this room,
这个120个人的心是没有分裂的。
These 120 hearts, they are one heart.
是连在一起的。
They are joined together.
这个祷告带动了使徒教会的圣工发展。
And this prayer is the motivating force that brings the church.
那后来他们受洗以后
，After the baptism of this group of people,
看他们的生活。
Let's look at the livelihood of these members.
45节
，Verse 45。
二章45节
，Chapter 2, Verse 45。
并且卖的田产家业照着个人所需用的分给个人。46节，他们天天同心合意的横切在店里且在家中，薄饼存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。我们看他们的信仰生活，生活在一起非常同心。
They live together with unity.
这不简单啊。
This is not simple.
你看同一对父母所生的几个孩子都很难住在同一个屋顶。
And let's see that a child with the same family is difficult for them to live together.
所以你现在如果看到三代同堂能够住在一起，里面很和睦啊，哇，这个是神迹啊。
It's a miracle if you can see three generations living harmoniously together.
小孩子长大，每一个人自己的想法。
And when everyone grows, the children grows up, they will have their own thinking.
有的兄弟可以住在一起，一结婚就住不下去了。
And sometimes brothers can live together, but after their marriage, they will have to live differently.
因为再娶进来，他有他的想法。
And when the spouse, they will have their own different ideas.
但是当时3000个人在一起。
At this point, there were 3,000 members together.
天天同心合意。
And they live together with unity.
在一起生活。
They live together.
这是神迹啊。
This is a great miracle.
人做不到的。
It cannot be done by man.
但神做到了。
But God do it.
这是我们今天教会所需要的。
And this is the ingredient the church needs.
我们还没有达到3000人。
We haven't attained 3,000 members.
我们还没有达到1/10，300人。
We haven't attained 1/10 of it, which is 300
members. 人少应该更容易同心才对。
Where there's a fewer members, it will be more unity, unified.
为什么使徒教会能够同心？
How can the apostolic church be unified?
当然道理一样就容易同心。
When the truth is one, it will be unified easier.
以弗所书里面告诉我们，
The book of Ephesians encourages us
要竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心，
That we should be united in one heart through the Holy Spirit.
圣灵会感动我们，
The Holy Spirit will move us.
每一个人都被圣灵充满。
When everyone is infilled with the Holy Spirit,
基督的心就在每一个人的身上。
The heart of Christ is in every one of us.
教会里面没有什么不同心的事情。
And in the church, there's nothing that cannot be unified.
如果神的灵贯穿我们每一个人，
If the Spirit of God dwells in us,
我们都被同一个灵感动。
And we are motivated by one Spirit.
怎么有可能不同心呢？
Is there a chance of not unity?
这是不可能的。
This is not true.
但是如果我们本身铜墙铁壁把自己包起来，
But if we were to protect our own self,
没有破碎自己，
And we are uncrashed,
这个神的灵没有办法贯穿我们，
And the Spirit of God cannot dwell in us,
没有办法同心，
We cannot be unified.
所以我们有几次灵恩会，
Many times, many spiritual convocation ago,
那祷告到大家感觉到好像一阵大风吹过去，吹过去连连都变了，
And it feels like there's a wind that blows through and everyone's prayerChanges.
神的灵好像风一样。
The Spirit of God is just like wind.
因为风原文就是气息。
And in the original text, wind is breath.
吹到地方，灵人都变了。
And when the wind blows, the spirit would change.
那么这种很有力量的祷告起来，大家都同心。
And after this prayer, everyone can be unified.
所以教会没有办法同心，就是表示没有被圣灵充满。
And the church cannot be unified because we are not filled with the Holy Spirit.
没有被神的灵完全占领。
And we are not really being filled by the Spirit.
因为如果神的灵完全占领，
when the Spirit of God filling us,
像以西结书说，
as in the book of Ezekiel,
渡过那个河水越来越高，到最后你只能浮在上面任它飘。
As what the level of or the water raises up, and we eventually will float up.
所以如果神的灵完全充满教会，
when the Holy Spirit fill in the church,
我们违反神的灵感动，晚上会睡不着觉，圣灵会自责。
And if you go against the Spirit, then you will feel guilty conscious.
所以我们要祷告。
So we ought to pray.
求圣灵赐给我们合而为一的心。
To let the Holy Spirit give us a spirit of unity.
我们再看第五章。
Let's skip to chapter 5, Acts.
第五章的12节。
Verse 12.
主借着使徒的手在民间行了许多的神迹。他们或做信的人都同心合意在所罗门的廊下。13节。
13.
其余没有一个人敢贴近他们。这里说他们所有的信徒都同心合意在所罗门的廊下。
They, all the believers were gathered in the Solomon corridor.
但在这个前面讲主借的使徒的手行神迹。
Before this, that through the hand of the apostles, miracle were performed.
所以这个使徒教会是在使徒所带领出来的教会。
And the apostles Apostolic church is led or guided by the apostles.
但是这个使徒身上有神的权柄。
Upon the apostles, they are the authority of God.
这是他们所可以看到神给他们一个记号。
And these are the signs that can be seen by the members.
那因为看到神跟他们同在的记号。
And when the members sees the signs that God is with the apostles,
大家都敬畏顺服就同心了。
Everyone trembles and become unified.
哎，来到美国都是不简单的人。
And everyone that migrated in the America has something behind them.
不是头脑聪明很会念书，就是能力很强，很会做事。
And either we are well educated or we are well in doing some things.
又在这个个人主义的社会里面。
And in this self idealistic society.
这是何等的难，要人顺服。
And it's very difficult for someone to obey you.
所以我们需要神的权柄。
So we need the authority of God.
在教会显明。
And to manifest it in the church.
大家看到神显明，大家敬畏就顺服。
And everyone trembles when we see the signs of God.
保罗说，腓立比教会啊，同心合意，兴旺福音。
And Paul described the Philippian church when they were unified, they progressed the church.
所以他相信神一定会成全他们所做的工。
And the member believed that God will fulfill the work that they were doing.
所以同心的网，我们要审查。
And so the unity, the net of the unity, we need to mend.
破了洞，福气就装不进来。
And if there is a hole, we will lose the blessings.
这是使徒教会的一个很重要的一个网，同心。
And this is one of the important net during apostolic period. The unity.
第二个就是恩典的网。
Second is the net of grace.
好多人被神网住了，因为看见神的恩典，体验到神的恩典。
Many have seen the blessings, the grace of God.
我们看《使徒行传》第四章。
Acts chapter 4.
使徒行传第四章。
Acts chapter 4.
二十九节三十节
29-30
他们恐吓我们，现在求主鉴察，一面叫你的仆人大放胆量讲你的道，一面伸出你的手来医治疾病，并且使神迹奇事因为你圣仆的名行出来。三十一节
31
祷告完了，聚会的地方震动，他们就被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。这个地方说他们遇到逼迫。
Here when the members faces persecutions,
后来他们被释放。
And they were released.
然后就到会友那里去。
And they went to the members' house.
大家就同心合意祷告。
And they were in unity in prayer.
他们祷告什么？
What do they pray?
求主让这些做见证的人不会因为逼迫而失去了胆量。
And the prayer is that let those who preach do not be frightened by this persecution.
第二个。
Second.
求神使神迹奇事因为圣伯的名行出来。
And through the name of Jesus, that miracles can be performed.
这一次祷告太有力量了。
And this prayer bring great power.
祷告的完了，聚会的地方震动。
After the prayers, the place where they pray was shaken.
这个祷告啊，使聚会的地方震动。
The prayer makes the meeting place shaken.
这是神同在的一个证明。
And this is a sign of God is with them.
所以啊，那一次祷告完以后，圣工就再度开始发展。
After these prayers, the evangelical work progresses more.
逼迫越来越大。
Persecution become great, more severe.
但是圣工的发展没有受阻挡。
But the sacred works continue forward.
为什么？
Why?
因为使徒教会这个恩典的网是完整的。
Because the grace of this net is perfect.
好多人来到教会病得医治。
Many come to the church and their sicknesses were cured.
甚至他们彼得走过去照着彼得的影子病就好了。
And anyone that catches the shadows of Peter's sicknesses were cured.
有的拿保罗的手帕放在病人身上他就医治了。
And some even take the handkerchief of Paul and laid upon the sick and the sick were cured.
所以体验到神恩典的人信了。
And many that has experienced the graces believe.
看到神恩典的也信了。
And many that sees these blessings and grace also be converted.
所以圣工就这样一直发展出去。
And the sacred work continue forward.
今天我们在这里宣称神是活的。
Today we proclaim that God is living.
真耶稣教会有神的同在。
And the true Jesus church has God with her.
表示每一个人来到教会会对这位活生生神有体验。
Which means that everyone that comes to the true church will experience the living God.
那个体验就是一种恩典。
And this experience is the grace.
这是我们要祷告的。
And this is contents of our prayer.
让每一个人来到他面前寻求他的人体验到恩典。
And everyone that comes before him that will experience this grace.
他就信了。
And then you'll be converted.
这要我们祷告来推动的。
And this can be done through our prayer.
我们知道有人渴慕圣灵来了。
And we know that many come because of the crash of the Holy Spirit.
我想如果他得到圣灵。
And my opinion, if this person received the Holy Spirit,
他就信了，因为他是渴慕圣灵而来的。
This person will be converted because they come for the pursuit for the Holy Spirit.
在外教会找来找去找不到圣灵。
And this person has gone through many denominations and could not find the Holy Spirit.
就要来这里找圣灵。
And right in front that they found the Holy Spirit.
排除一切困难来教会。
And that it has to face many hindrances to come to the church.
所以这个慕道者，我们要这些慕道者帮他祷告。
For these true seekers, we ought to pray for them.
体验了，他就会归入真教会。
And with this experience, they will convert to the church.
那有的有很多的困，心灵上有很多的忧伤，很多的困难。
And within them, they have many emotional and psychological problems.
如果他们来了
，and if these true seekers come,
心灵得到安慰
，and when they are comforted in all aspects,
困难得到解决
，and their difficulties will handle.
他们就信了。
They will be converted.
我在那个 Rochester 哈，你会听一个弟兄见证。
While in Rochester, I heard a testimony from my brother.
他中国大陆来的。
He came from mainland China.
几天内半信半疑的。
Initially, he doubts in religion.
那他去申请那个身份。
When he applies for the permanent residencies,
就被打回票了。
And he was rejected.
但是他觉得这个很重要啊。
To him, this residency is crucial.
他太太就跟他见证。
His wife testified to him.
要靠神，要祷告。
You ought to rely on God and to pray.
他被拒绝了，他知道没路可走了。
And once he rejected one of his application, he says that that's the end of it.
所以他就要祷告啊。
So he begins to pray.
过了几天又去了。
Few days later, he readmit again his application.
看到那相同移民官也好几个当中的一个。
And he see the few old faces.
啊，就这样，要轮到他那个移民官了、啊，他就叫给别人先往前面的给人过。
And when he comes to his chance, that investigators that he has to interview, he passed before going his chance.
到最后还是轮到那个移民官了、
Eventually, he ends up to this same old investigators that he met previously.
移民官看了看说：“哎，你几天前再来，为什么又来
？”And the investigators reviewing his case says that you were here a few days ago. Why were you here again?
他想这一次大概没有希望了。
And to him says that to this brother, he says that probably this is the end of it.
他心里一直默祷。
In his heart, he prayed.
求主帮助。
May God help him.
忽然间办公室来一个人，要移民官说电话。
Then suddenly there comes an office call that this investigator will call away.
就去听电话。
And the investigators go away.
几分钟回来，不知道听到什么好消息，很高兴，也没有再问了，就准了。
Few minutes later, on his return, he did not ask any question and approved his application.
就这样摸到神的恩典，他就信了。
And this true seeker, this brother, feels the grace and he believes.
因为他太太很迫切为他祷告。
Because his wife prayed for him earnestly.
所以我们要求神祝福我们。
We pray that the Lord bless us.
让教会充满神的恩典，来到就体验。
And may this church be filled with the blessings that any true seeker comes will feel the blessings.
他就被抓住了。
And this brother was caught.
所以如果来教会都没有体验到神的恩典，听到一堆理论哦，有时候破一个洞啊。我知道真教会是活的，但没有体验。
And we feel that sometimes we feel that many true seeker comes and feel and listens to all the theory, but without really experiencing the grace of God.
保罗头脑这么聪明。
Paul, a very intelligent person,
受过这么高的教育。
He received a very, very high level of education.
神拣选他。
God chose him.
不是跟他理论一些道理。
And God did not debate with him on theory.
让他有体验。
God let Paul experience
光照扑倒瞎眼。
And there's a great light shine upon him, and he squat down, and he become blind.
等到出声跟他讲话。
And there's a voice that speak to him.
他就信了。
Paul was converted.
所以只要来到神面前摸到神他就信了。
And if come before God and touch God, then one will be believed.
有时候我们想太多，这个是博士，这个不简单了。不一定了，摸到神他就信了。
And sometimes we ask too many questions. This is a PhD, and it would not be simple for him to be converted.
但你如果没有摸到神了，你花五年、四年一直讲，讲到最后他也一大堆为什么、为什么讲不完了。
And if these true seekers could not experience God, no matter how many years that we share the testimony with him, there will be too many more questions.
因为我们不知道的比我们知道多，当然为什么会问不完。
Because we know very limited, there are many things unknown to us.
第三个网
，the third net,
就是爱心的网
，the net of love.
好，先看《使徒行传》第二章
，Acts chapter 2。
44节
，verse 44。
信的人都在一处，凡物公用。45节
，45。
并且卖了田产家业，照着个人所需要分给个人。再看47节。
47,
赞美神得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。这个42节、43节开始讲，你会发现他们活在爱里面。
Verses 42 and 43 describe that how these members live in love.
所以神将得救的人天天加给他们。
So the membership will increase every day.
所以我们教会啊，爱心要建立。
For this church, we need to build up the love.
就是当我们在做神的工作。
When we are serving the Lord,
我们是因为爱而做的。
We serve out of love for God.
是通过爱的心而产生外在的行动去做的。
Out of the love that we exhibit it out through our action.
神就是爱。
God is love.
所以当我们用爱的心在做神的工，神就跟我们同工了。
And when we use love to exhibit out the work, then God is working with us.
甚至如果我们只是在外表上在履行公事，
And if we are externally exhibiting or doing the work,
心理上没有爱的感动
internally we are not motivated by the love,
就没有神在里面了。
Then God is not with us.
是很难的结果了。
And the reward is not very satisfying.
所以我们要求神。
So we ought to pray.
主啊，将你的爱浇灌在我心里。
We pray that the Lord will give us the love in us.
让我能够带领爱那个带领我人那个人的灵魂。
That let me have the love.To receive those that I'm trying to preach to others.
当我为人祷告的时候，我有一个爱他的心。
And when we are praying for others, we have the love to pray for these members.
你看，我们每一次代祷一大堆名单。
Look at the list of prayer needs that we pray for.
如果我们每一个人为他们祷告，好像爱我们自己一样祷告，那多么有功效。
And if we pray for these candidates.That needs our prayer with the same love that we have the love for ourselves.
没有爱
without the love,
就是例行公事。
It's just like a daily routine.
很难感动人，当然很难感动神。
It would not motivate man nor God.
所以这是使徒教会的网。
And this is the net in the apostolic period.
同心的网。
The net of unity.
恩典的网。
The net of grace.
爱心的网。
The net of love.
这个三个网把它织好，爱网重重啊。
And if we mend these three nets together, there are multiple nets together.
要为神捕鱼就比较简单了。
And it will be much easier than to fish for God.
所以我们在灵恩会当中啊。
So during the spiritual seminar.
让我们来思想神托付我们的一个使命。
Let us recall back the missions that God bestowed upon us.
往外传福音。
To go out and preach to others.
在这个使命之下。
Under these missions.
让我们来修我们的破网。
Let us mend our broken net.
求神帮助我们。
May the Lord bless.
我们现在要一起来祷告。
We would like to pray.
我们祷告半个钟头。
We will spend half an hour in our prayer.
为着我们刚刚从圣经所查考这三点来祷告。
And let us pray for the three points that we just studied.
同心。
Unity.
神的恩典。
Grace of God.
爱心。
Love.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord guide us.
我们尽量到前面来。
And let us come forward.
大家同心合意，求神祝福我们的布道会、灵恩会。
And may the Lord bless us and guide us during our spiritual activities.